Just Kiss Me. A Teen Wolf fic, written by Leia the Archer and read by Calicuria as part of Pod Together 2012. It had become a routine by accident. Isaac needed something to do, and Scott always had something to do. Isaac got a job with him at the vet's, so he could claim he could take care of himself and didn't need a foster parent, although the vet didn't pay nearly enough to cover most of the bills, so Derek was living with him and paying the big things with the trust fund he'd apparently had this whole time. Somehow, Isaac would always find himself at the vet's when he wasn't needed, or at Scott's house helping him do laundry or run errands around town. Isaac was no one's puppy, and he wasn't following Scott like one, but he liked having someone around. There was something casual about it. He and Scott just going wherever the wind, or Scott's mom, took them. Sometimes Styles would come along, and sometimes they had to stop in order to answer some call about some new paranormal thing gone awry. But Isaac thought all the bad stuff seemed easier to handle with Scott by his side. One day they were at a field by a park. Styles would normally come along, and they would play lacrosse. But he had recently become obsessed with some part of whatever culture, and he'd locked himself in the library reading every book about them, so it's just them. It's late afternoon, and though no one else is around, they're not dumb enough to shift, but they still play wrestle with their shirts off. It's nice to be a little careless with someone who's as strong as you are and can handle the bruises that heal just fast enough to make more. When Isaac suggested they take a break for water, Scott had laughed and teased him about forfeiting. "Just because you were turned first doesn't mean I can't beat you," Isaac said, and squirted his water bottle at Scott. "I think I just showed that it does." Scott picked up his own bottle and smirked. "It's no big. After all the training with Styles, I'm used to winning. You know, I was good at lacrosse before I was turned."
"So was I."
Yeah, sure, Scott."
"I was."
"Okay, right now. No powers other than what's become natural. See who gets pinned first."
"You're on."
As soon as the words were out of his mouth, Isaac was leaping forward and tackling Scott, the water bottle flying out of his hand. Isaac smirked.
"Well, that was easy."
Scott grabbed his arms and flipped them over.
"It was also unfair. I wasn't ready."
"This isn't a professional match. Were you waiting for a referee to whistle?" Isaac gives a small whistle in Scott's face, and they start again. Hands grab, legs buckle, laughs getting cut off when the wind is knocked out of someone for a moment. Horseplay was fun, and not something Isaac often got with Boyd and Erica, but this was a competition, and there had to be a winner. He pinned Scott's wrist, and twisted it, and pinned it to his back, wrapping his arm around Scott's chest to stop him moving, and catching the squirming legs between his knees. Scott struggled in his grip, trying to find a way out. Isaac said, "Wait," and Scott stopped for a moment. "Did he smell that?" Scott lifted his nose in the air.
"Smell what?"
"Oh, never mind. That's just you smelling like defeat." Isaac released the other boy and laughed. Scott stammered as he turned around.
"Well, you smell like dog."
"Should I take that as a compliment? You love dogs. You spend all day at work with them."
Scott was bad at insults. "Smell like honey, like a girl."
"You like girls." Isaac shifted closer to him on his knees.
"You smell...
like you?" Isaac offered. Scott inhaled.
"Huh, you do smell like me. I guess that means you smell like defeat."
Maybe I don't smell like you." Isaac smiled and cupped Scott's cheek. Scott's hand came up to his wrist.
"What are you doing?"
Isaac blinked. "I was planning on kissing you. I felt that's kind of where we were going with this banter."
"What? I'm with Allison."
Isaac tilted his head. "She broke up with you, like, 2 months ago."
"Well, I mean, technically. But we'll be together again. We have a connection. Like..."
"If you say Romeo and Juliet..."
"No! That comparison came up before, and it really didn't turn out so well for them."
"Good, because they had about 3 conversations before they died. I'm not saying they weren't in love, and I'm not saying you and Allison aren't, but don't make being with her the most important thing." Isaac took his hand away. But I mean, if you just don't like me, then...
No, I mean, I don't... I've never liked a guy before. I'm not... But that's not to say that you're not...
Scott! Isaac rolled his eyes. Just kiss me.
What?
Kiss me.
Allison...
Just kiss me. Scott bit his bottom lip and looked down at Isaac's mouth. Isaac sighed and grabbed Scott's bare waist and pulled them together. Despite his initial hesitance, Scott dove into the kiss almost immediately. He pressed harder into the taller boy's lips and flicked his tongue out. Isaac smiled as he adjusted his head so he could deepen the kiss, and Scott groaned before pulling away.
Sorry, Scott said with his head down. What are you apologizing for? Because I...
Scott looked up at Isaac and sighed.
Nothing, I guess.
Isaac smiled and said, then apology accepted, and pulled him back in. That started a whole new routine. The end.